is growed up between our house and the main road, this big trees, you know, really all kinds, black oaks, white oaks, and hickories. And my daddy and the boys just go out there and cut down a tree, or as many as they wanted, and just put it on the wagon haul to the house.
Oh, yeah.
It was very simple procedure.
Yeah, it was just, can't believe it'd be so much more complicated the way they do everything now.
Oh, Lord, yes. This day and time, they don't do nothing. They don't just light a match and heat a gas stove or turn the electric one on.
I guess that's right. Well, now, you said that you had plows and things. What different kind of plows?
Well, they had a double shovel and a turning plow and a single stock, and then they had what they call a gee-whiz har.
Oh, what in the world is that?
Well, it's just a little har that has six prongs on it, and they turn under like this, you know. There's six of them, and they set this away. You just hit your mule to them hard with.
Well,
they was narrow enough, you know, they'd go between the rows.
Mm-hmm.
And they was all good about getting weeds out of anything, or after you plowed up weeds, you know, they'd...
Oh, and that's how they do with the weeds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I was wondering about weeds. Did they have a lot of different kind of weeds?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Around here? What would they have? What grows
most of
the weeds? Oh, that would
be bad, I guess. Ragweeds, mm-hmm. And lamb's quarter, and what else, Gertrude, do you remember?
What's that one called? A hogweed.
Yeah, hogweeds. Ooh, they're a mean thing.
Ooh, that sounds mean.
Now they got a Queensland lace, makes little burrs.
Yeah.
That's bad.
They've got all kinds of weeds, nearly.
Well, now, if they were sawing logs or something, if they wanted to chop it up like to go in the stove, I guess they'd have to chop it up smaller to go in the stove.
Yeah, they'd saw blocks.
Uh-huh.
Great big blocks, you know. And back then, they didn't try to save timber, you know. They just saw down a good tree that looked like it would split easy.
Mm-hmm.
And they just split it up into sticks of wood, about so big.
That's what they put like in your stove.
In the cook stove, that's what they cooked with.
Well, now, what did they have to lay those logs on when they'd be chopping them up? Would they just put them on the ground, or did they have a...
Well, usually they'd let them fall on something, you know. They'd put a log or something, or some little something, just to let them fall on to keep them off of the ground.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is about different little odds and ends and things. Now, if you were straightening your hair, you'd have like a comb and then also maybe a...
Hairpins.
And then if they were, you know, going like this, did they have brushes?
No, people back when I was small, I never seen no hair brushes.
Oh, they didn't? They just have... Would they
just
have
combs?
Just
had combs.
When I...
Didn't even have looking glasses much more.
Oh,
I remember my mother had a little old glass. Well, she had that glass too in the dresser, but they didn't have looking glasses like they have in this day and time.
Well, now, if they, those straight razors like those men used to shave with, what were they, that thing that they would sharpen that on?
The razor strap.
And they have, that's how they keep them.
Mm-hmm. I still have just as straight.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something. Now, in a revolver or a rifle, they have to put, before they shoot them,
muzzle loaders. That's what you're trying to think of.
Yeah.
Where they loaded them, tamped the powder in from the end of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, my brother Ed used to have one of those.
Well, did they ever have anything that they put